You're listening to Friday Fever from KPJ, and I'm Ira Benger. I'm sure you all have heard of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the island made entirely out of trash afloat in the Pacific, roughly north of Australia. Well, it has a lesser-known cousin in the Atlantic, which students have been studying for over 20 years now in what is called a sea semester. The students get hands-on training by towing nets through the ocean in order to gather tiny pieces of plastic, which they then carefully catalog. Through their labors, they found that a few hundred miles off the coast of Georgia, the concentration of plastic is just as high as it is near the Pacific Garbage Patch. These studies have also led to a rather startling discovery. Although the amount of garbage in the ocean continues to increase, the plastic count actually is not rising, which begs the question, where then is the plastic going? Our guest today, Emily Ferrucci, can perhaps shed some light on this question for us. Emily works at the Sea Educational Association in Plymouth, Connecticut, where she teaches oceanography. Emily joins us by telephone all the way from sunny San Francisco. Welcome, Emily, and thanks for making time for us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Emily, is this phenomenon something scientists are keeping secret or something? It seems this ought to be better known.
Oh, yes, definitely. For roughly 20 to 30 years or so, the Sea Education Association has been keeping it from the public. For about 40 years or so, we've been taking students out to study in the Atlantic aboard our research vessels. Those are sailing ships, and we call this our Semester at Sea program. At any rate, since about the late 70s, those studies, mostly done by towing in nets of plankton over the surface of the sea, have led us to these conclusions. We've only recently decided to make them public.
I'm a bit concerned. Does that mean that I could go out there and find a big floating heap of trash?
Oh no, that's a common misunderstanding though. These garbage patches, as they're called, aren't actually visible from aboard a ship. Not even where you float right in the middle of one. The plastics we're talking about are in bits so small you can hardly see them when they're right in front of your nose. We're talking smaller than your smallest toenail.
So, why the coast of Georgia?
Well, nobody picked the coast of Georgia, and it's pretty far offshore as well. This makes the pieces even more challenging to find. The real answer is that the ocean currents control where we have to look. This is actually one of the most complex aspects of our work, calculating the currents in the ocean to determine where any sort of debris, natural or otherwise, will end up. In this case, it is roughly the same latitude of the city of Atlanta, ironically enough. The currents drag anything that floats to a far offshore area and concentrates the debris there.
But if we're creating more and more plastic, then why isn't more of it turning up there?
Well, that is a big question. And since we can't actually measure just how much plastic is entering the ocean, we have to do quite a lot of calculating. We use municipal waste records and global plastic production records from the United States to get a general idea of what is happening. And definitely we see that more plastics are indeed entering the Atlantic. Despite these attempts at figuring out just what is going on, there are still elements we can't quite explain beyond guesswork. We are only skimming the surface, quite literally, and there are many questions yet to be answered. Our nets, which we use to collect the plastic, are actually only about a third of 1 millimeter in size, which of course limits our sample to those larger than that. We know that due to radiation and the action of the waves, there are certainly smaller pieces than that in the ocean, which we're not seeing.
Wow. Is all this complex work done by undergraduate students?
Oh, yes, it is.
Is this their summer project?
Oh, no. We do these academic projects year-round. The students help us do 2 sweeps with the nets a day. They sort through the content we pull, and they do it 6 weeks long straight. They use tiny tweezers to do the sorting, which looks quite ridiculous when you see the amounts our nets pull in, and they catalogue it all very efficiently. We're quite proud of our students, actually, as many aren't even science majors, but simply concerned humanitarians. We get students with any sort of major, from the arts to the humanities, who most certainly won't go on to be scientists by any rate.
They'll keep those tweezers with them for the rest of their lives, though, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully some of them are listening now with loads of happy memories.
Well, this has been very informative. Thank you so much for making time for us today, Emily.
Oh, no problem. I do hope that more and more people will become aware of this issue and take their plastic usage more seriously.
All right, listeners, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.